Welcome to the Black Girls Den. We are back with another episode, and I am your co-host, Alicia.
I'm your girl, Sheree.
And we are excited to get into this episode, but first, we want to tell you about the podcast, because this is new. This is our second episode, and if you are new here, go and check out our other episodes, but if you're here to stay, we appreciate you, and our goal with this podcast is to create a safe space, a den, for women to share their experiences, trials, and tribulations through life from a relatable perspective. So our first segment is going to be called Our Den Diaries, and that is a branch of our newsletter. So make sure you subscribe to our newsletter so you can get Our Den Diaries, so you can know exclusively what is going on in our lives. But we are going to talk about what we are wearing, and then we're going to have a fun little topic of how we practice self-care. So I am wearing a Hustle windbreaker is what I call it, and it is from Rue 21. So yes, Hustle black and gold gives me the Wiz Khalifa black and yellow, and then I have just some leggings on from I think Rue 21 too as well, and then some moccasins from Shoe Carnival is what I'm wearing today. What are you wearing?
Well, as you guys know from the first episode, I said I'm a sheen queen, so I got on a little gym tracksuit. Okay. This is what I work out in sometimes. It's just like a cute little black zip-up thing. It says gym time on the side of it. And I don't have no shoes on. I'm trying to be extra comfortable and cozy today.
She's a runner. She's a track star. She gonna run away when it gets hot. Okay, sorry. I love that music. Hustler. I'm a hustler. What did I say? Diva is a female version of a hustler. So sometimes you'll just get some music from us because, you know, that's just me. I love music. And today we're actually talking about money. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't know, we are using episodes from the Penny Proud family. Boom, right here. And so this is episode 2. So like I said, if y'all want to watch it with us, definitely check the description because we're going to share with y'all how to watch the episode. But in this episode, it was basically about her doing chores and she wasn't making enough money. You know, what we think about with our jobs, but another story. And so she had like the whole, all the kids on the block, like, we about to protest. We want more money. We want more money. Baby, them kids was hungry and they was going back to their houses and they was not feeling it. They was like, we hungry. We want food, stuff like that. We want more money. But Penny Proud was staying out there.
She's
like,
trying to stand on business.
Okay, baby girl was sitting on business and was hungry, okay? Her daddy had to come and get her. But she was doing all these chores and stuff like that, and she was like, she wants some more money. Baby Wizard Kelly was like, honey, you got to pay for this. Or they had to, like, kind of pick, you know, to get movies, to get, or to get food and stuff like that. So, and, you know, the girl sisters was ready to bully them out their money every episode. They just so rude. So, yeah, that is the episode that we watched. And so I think that we wanted to kind of talk about financial literacy and money management when we were younger and how we learned how to value a dollar. And so I think sometimes we get this misrepresentation in our community that, like, people like us, black people, that we don't really
know how to manage our money.
Or we don't even talk about money or whatever. And so that's kind of what we want to talk about in this episode, about how we learn about money, how we value money, and different things like that. But before that, we are going to talk about what we do for self-care and what we did this week for self-care. So would you like to go first?
Yeah. So as we said, self-care is Self-Care Sunday. I would say for me personally, I like to typically go out to eat like once or twice a month if I can have like a solo date. So last week I actually went to a sushi spot, Dragon King's Daughter here in Louisville. So I tried it out. I've been talking about it for a while with my coworkers and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna just go to happy hour and do that. And yeah, and I actually got a pedicure coming up this week as well. So I like to practice self-care by doing that type of stuff. Yeah, and also a couple days ago, I did actually get a facial. I got a hydrofacial for the first time. So that was kind of, also I practice self-care because, you know, self-care is not only just physically, it's mentally as well. So I feel like if you look good, then you feel good inside also.
Yes. So I would say I practice self-care a different different kind of ways. I would say like a week ago, I took myself to lunch. So mm-hmm. I do solo date lunches as well. Solo date days. I do that all. I love getting my nails done. Just got my nails done. So I would say getting my nails done is what I did this week for my self-care. And I've really kind of been like enjoying my like wind down time. Like I take that kind of more serious because I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning because I go to the gym in the morning. Okay, y'all. That ain't self-care, but it's self-care. But baby, I be tired. So as I watch TV more now a little bit, I love like watching Sisters. So I just take one day out the week to just like sit, eat, and like watch a TV show. And so that's usually Thursday nights that I usually watch Sisters. Yes, the day after, because just life be happening. Mm-hmm. So I would say that one way, or a couple ways that I practice self-care is watching TV shows, getting my nails done, getting my hair done, but getting hair done is expensive, so I don't get it done like all the time.
Right.
But yeah, so I would say getting my nails done. Oh, and then traveling. And I have a trip coming up. So that's probably like my top, but that's expensive. So, you know, I don't do that every month. Right. But yeah, so that is how I practice self-care. But all in all, you know, this stuff do cost money.
Yes, it does.
So it's tying in right into our episode. You know what I'm saying? So that is how we practice self-care. Mm-hmm. So let us know in the comments how you all practice self-care. Right. Maybe what's your self-care routine and stuff like that. Now we will talk about how we learned about money and how we learned the value of a dollar. So would you like to go first?
Sure. So I will say that around maybe 7 or 8, I kind of started learning about money in a sense because my mom has been an entrepreneur most of my life. She actually owned a few businesses when I was growing up. She had a concessionaire. So she did like shows, festivals, things like that where she sold funnel cakes. Sausages, like pretty much all your huge festival types of food. Mm-hmm. And I would be assisting her. So I would help her do like cashier stuff, help serve food. So that's kind of where I started learning more about like entrepreneurial stuff at like a really young age. Then after that, she actually had an ice cream truck. So then I worked on that with her as well. So I kind of got the ropes of that. And I would say more so even besides that, before my mom really started those businesses, like when we lived in my grandmother's house, as I mentioned on the last episode, that I would do chores for my grandma all the time. So I was raking leaves. I was helping her like around the house, like clean, take out the trash, things like that. So I was really brought up that way with learning how to like gain money and earn money in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's probably like my earliest memory of money in a sense.
Yeah, I don't really recall my earliest memory with money per se. I think I did like grow up getting money and I did do chores, but I can't remember like when I started doing chores, but I do know I was doing chores in high school. And if you was raising our family, you know, every Saturday morning is like clean your room, clean this, clean that. But although I do remember like in elementary school or middle school, like I remember my dad opening up a bank account for me, because we used to get like Christmas money, so like that's what we got. Mm-hmm. And so it's like save your money, it's like pay your tithes, save your money. Good gosh, you only got a dollar when you're done. Like, what am I gonna do with this dollar?
When you open up the bank account,
that's what I can't remember. I can't remember if I was in middle school or elementary school. That's like I think it was middle school though. Okay. I think it was middle school. I can't really quite remember.
Mm-hmm.
But it might have been elementary. It's one of those years. It's really faint now. But I know that I did more of putting money in my bank account later on. But I know that he did like say like, okay, you have a bank account and stuff like that.
Right.
And so I was just doing chores and then I was able to like get money from chores. I don't know how much it really was.
Mm-hmm.
But so then we get an allowance and stuff like that. And so that's kind of how I learned about the value of money. What's a dollar? Like, because I'd be asking for some money. I'd be trying to go places and stuff like that. And they'd be like, oh, use your allowance. I'd be like, use my allowance. I'm trying to save my allowance. I need some more money. But, hey, I guess that's what life is. And so I learned that in middle school. And then I would have a bank account. Because I remember, like, when I moved, as I said last episode, I moved from, actually from Iowa to Kentucky. So then I, like, took the money that I had in my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
To Kentucky. So I do know I had a bank account there.
Right.
But then, well, at one point I wasn't living with my parents, so I lived with a family friend. So yeah, so then I just got money sent to me. I didn't have to do no chores or nothing like that. I'm like, okay, they gave me some money tonight, babe. Okay, so everything was just paid for, however that was. I don't know, because it wasn't in my brain. I didn't know. But baby, when I got into high school, that thing changed around. They was like, you need a job, you need this, you need that. I'm like, work, like, what is that? So I ended up having to like get my first job in high school. And I don't even know how that even happened. Well, I do know how it happened because I needed some money. And so I had to work like 3 months to get $500.
Oh,
I was like, this is not, it was like a program on post or whatever. And I was like, 3 months for $500? Like, what? Right. I was like, no, but I guess they showing you how to work to go this or something like that. So that was like horrible.
What kind of job was it?
Well, it was a program. So it was just like a youth program. Like you had to be, I think it was like 15 years old or whatever. And they had different places for you to work. And I guess since I lived at an area, I actually was working at a restaurant. I was like,
oh.
It was actually a restaurant on Fort Knox. It was it's called like Saber's Grill now or whatever, but it was something before that. Yeah. So I was like making calzones and I'm like, what is this? Right. But I was able to get like different I would say different experiences. I can't even quite remember them now. But I went there and then I did it again because I was only 14. So, you know, I really couldn't even have a job. So they let you do it at 14. And so I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. So then I did another place or whatever. And but then I heard about something. Then I always talk about this. My first job was technically a second job. But then I became a bagger at the commissary. So I was getting them tips, that fast money. I was like, okay. Yes, yes, yes. Baby, I don't even know if I was saving money. I don't even know what was going on. But that is kind of how I learned, like, because having to wait for 3 months for $500, then getting your money every day, you know, it's like, okay, how can you value money? Because then that shows you, like, you can get quick money. You can do this. You can do that. So I would say that all kind of taught me about money management. Then I ended up getting a job at the commissary, and I was a cashier. I actually really, really enjoyed that job, and I was making some good money. I can't remember how much money I was making now. Oh, it was like $9 then, which is good, though, because it was like everybody else makes $7.25, but then it even went up or something like that. I was making some good money even after that as well. I'm like, well, where's the money at now? But yeah, so that's kind of like my story with like money, my first job, and like even like knowing the value of money. And now I would say that I used to be a really, really great saver, as now I don't make as much money, so I can't save that money. But I, of course, I know how to save. I didn't really learn how to invest. I know about investing now, but like when I was younger, I didn't know anything about investing. I knew about saving, paying your tithes, and barely spending any money. And I wasn't even paying rent. So, yes.
I would say for me, like with my experience when it came, besides, like I said, helping my mother when she was an entrepreneur, when I actually really started working was when I was like 16. When she had her ice cream business, I basically took that over. So I was running it without her even being there. I was going out driving on my own. So, you know, people try to make fun of me in high school. They were like, oh, you drive an ice cream truck. And I'm like, yeah, but baby, I'm making $200 to $300 a day while you're at McDonald's making $7 an hour, you know. And you're working like an 8-hour shift. So what is that? Only $56 compared to the $300 I'm making a day.
Period. Okay.
So you can make fun of me all you want. And my mom was like, hey, you're going out driving on your own. So I'm going to at least give you like 50 to 60% of the commission and stuff like that. Like whatever you make, obviously you need to make sure, like, take an account that is going to go back into like inventory list. She was really teaching me like where the money is getting distributed to, basically. Yeah. So during that time frame, I don't know if I was really saving money or what I was doing. I just know that I was blowing a bag. Like every month I was going to the mall, going to Bath and Body Works, going to
Bath and Body Works.
21. Back then I think we had, I don't know what other little stores that we had. I was always in American Eagle, Hollister, stuff like that. Yes, I was definitely a brand junkie when I was growing up. That's my mom's fault. Like, always been a name brand junkie.
I can't even afford a name brand. I'm not a name brand junkie. I don't know. But so you would get paid every day? Like you would be out there. You'd be like driving around in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I would drive at least maybe 4 to 5 hours a day.
After you get out of school?
Not all the time. Like, after school, it might be maybe once or twice a week, but the weekends, I was definitely out.
Oh.
Yeah, 5 to 6 hours. And then we did festivals with our ice cream truck sometimes, too. Oh, so we did, like, Harbor Festival, known in, like, Hardin County. We did ones in Harrodsburg, Kentucky. Like, just different places. Like, we always were outside doing festivals during the summertime to make extra money.
So do you think that you doing that when you were younger has wanted you to be, like, when you were younger, mm-hmm. did you want to be an entrepreneur when you grew up? Did you want to, it was like, oh, no, this is too hard? Like, what?
Yeah, actually, I did. I wanted to start my own restaurant because mm-hmm. I wanted to, you know, follow in the footsteps of my mother, which I more so followed in the footsteps of my father. That's a different story for a different day. But, yeah. No, I think that it was, like, a lot of hard work. I mean, my mom had to keep up her licensures. Like, the health inspector came mm-hmm. out, you know, inspected her concessionaire, her ice cream truck, things like that. I learned about sanitation. So, it was, like, a whole big spill into, like, the restaurant business. And then that encouraged me more so to even get further into the restaurant business, because then after that, I became a waitress at Denny's when I officially turned 18. I didn't want to keep doing the ice cream thing because I went to school. My mom was like, do you want to keep doing the business? I was like, not so much. I'm like, I'm in school now. Like, it's hard to come back. I'm like, plus ice cream is like a seasonal thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I was like, let me pivot to something else. And being a waitress at Denny's was not for the weak.
Back to your thing, though, being ice cream and seasonal. That's why I was like, mm-hmm. people love ice cream in the summer. But I was like, what? But my thing is that ice cream is seasonal. But I low-key want to have a hot chocolate store.
That's what my mom was going to do. She was going to transition her ice cream business into a hot chocolate, like, winter type truck.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And get, like, soup, chili, mm-hmm, and things like that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, during that time frame, I think she kind of just backed off. Because my dad was still working and stuff, too. Mm-hmm. So she was like, you know, I'm cool if I have to keep working and create my business and something else. Mm-hmm. To whatever else. Mm-hmm. I can do that, but if not, I'm fine with just keeping it as it is. So,
but, yeah, I was like, I love hot chocolate, but I'm like, where's mm-hmm. the hot chocolate? I want hot chocolate in the summertime, too.
Yes.
And I like slushies. Like,
weird. I love ice cream in the wintertime.
Oh, reason. You do?
Yeah.
I was going to say that. I'm like, where's the hot chocolate in the summertime? Because I just like stuff, something warm. Right. And then I'm like, ice cream. But even to that thing, like, learning, like, okay, this is seasonal. This is not seasonal. Mm-hmm. And I would say, like, my parents weren't entrepreneurs. But I would say, for some reason, just going to places, like, I was natural. I, like, became natural or whatever. And so it's like, it was hard finding products and stuff like that. So I thought I wanted to be an entrepreneur. So I just started, like, creating my own, like, oils and products and stuff like that, because
oh, okay.
you would be going to these beauty supply stores and nobody would be looking like you.
Right.
And so I'm just like, where's this money going at? What is going? And so I just had that idea. So it's like, I wanted to have the whole strip mall, whole block or whatever. Mm-hmm. But clearly I'm not a natural hair product owner, so mm-hmm. that didn't happen.
Right.
But I tried it, and so I think even being younger, like, how we were able to even try different things is also good.
Right.
Knowing that it takes money and hard work and stuff like that, I feel like that kind of spilled over in our adulthood.
Yeah.
But, like, I tried it. I made shirts and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I even had my friends with me. I even still have some of the shirts, not now, but I gave them, like, away to different people, and I was telling people about it too. So it's just like, I was just trying to figure out, like, is that what made you want to be, like, an entrepreneur or whatever? But now it's like, we're really not entrepreneurs. We're really career girls. Like,
right.
We're corporate chicks in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, but just, like, that instill of, like, hard work, money, and stuff like that as a child.
Right.
And how that could turn into whatever we want it to be now is what I was thinking.
Yeah, and I would say, like, for me, when it comes to financial literacy, you know, I did, like I said, knew more so about the entrepreneurial background of it. But when it came to investing, like you said, I didn't know that type of stuff until I got to my mid, late 20s. Like
mm-hmm.
Webull, what else is there? Robinhood, stuff like that. Or even like investing on Cash App, real estate. Mm-hmm. I was completely blinded to that.
Like, and my parents were too.
Like, my parents taught me about CDs growing up and like mm-hmm. savings account. But not until like after my dad retired officially from the military was when we knew about like jumbo money markets, like high yield savings account, things mm-hmm. like that. I was not taught that growing up.
I know nothing about high yield savings accounts till 2020, but mm-hmm. I learned about CDs, so I do have a CD, and I learned about savings account. But
right.
yeah, I didn't really know anything about financial literacy as much.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember this though. In elementary school, I went to a It's called like junior achievement.
Mm-hmm.
I did junior achievement. And so I will say that I learned about that because we got a bank account, we got a job, and we had to like budget our money and stuff. Like, you would like go shopping.
Like, they had like a bank.
Yeah, like a bank. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I did do that. And
right.
so it's like, okay, what are you? And it's like, you go to the bank, you have a check account. So like, I remember that interaction,
yes.
but you know, like, that's, it's, mm-hmm. I mean, it's real, but it's not real. It's telling you the value of money,
right,
it's telling you how to have a job, but it's not like, oh, invest in this, invest in that. Right. And so now when I be going to make, I be like, can you break it down? And they're like, well, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this. I'm like, the easiest one as possible, please.
Right.
Somebody please tell me what it is. And so I do remember doing your achievement. But also one thing too is like, they don't want to teach us financial literacy in school, because if they taught it us in school,
right,
they wouldn't have any workers.
Exactly.
So like, they don't teach you that stuff. So you kind of do got to learn it on your own or whatever. And so I think that it's one thing to say, like, you do learn from books, I guess. Some people read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, whatever. Right, but, like, you do have to talk about these in your community. And I think one thing that's important, like, I'll even talk about money to my kids. And so I don't, like, my dad's always talking about money. He talks about money to this day or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I don't even really like that, like, oh, you don't need to know how much this costs. Oh, you don't need to know how much this costs. Because then you're raised up and your mama done put you on her credit card or you done paying a bill. And, like, that messes up your credit, even credit utilization or whatever. So I think it's important to instill in financial literacy in young kids and to know, for them to know, like, what it is. Because if I didn't have a savings account, if I didn't have a job, I wouldn't know anything about it. And I would just be out here in this world. So I think that learning about money when we were younger and how we learned about it, I think it was fine. Right. I definitely could have got some more money or something. You know, I should have been invested when I was five. But you don't know what you don't know. And I think that people kind of forget that or whatever. So I thought that that was really interesting to just see, like, how kids are like, no, like, where does money come from? Like, how do we learn? Because they always be like, money don't grow on trees. Money don't. But I'm like, I'm confused. Money don't grow on trees, because trees are out there and trees grow.
Right.
And then you hear that money is printed in the White House. Mm-hmm. So I'm confused. Bring out the money. Show me the money. Where is the money? I need the money. Ain't that a song?
Money's going to be digital, because I just, like, you know, paper money supposedly is going to go away at some point in time.
Oh, that's true?
Possibly.
Oh, I don't know. But nothing
I think,
about
like,
that.
People are kind of pivoting towards cryptocurrency as well. Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't really know anything about Bitcoin or anything like that. So.
I don't either. And so I do know this girl. Her name is called, like, Bula Akunda. She does, like, financial literacy. She has, like, a podcast and everything like that, too. And so I got her book, and I'm like, I just educate myself on it sometimes, but sometimes it's so overwhelming. But I'm like, I should have been reading them books in high school, okay? Right. I should have been taking economics. Like, I didn't think, I, you know, none. I was scared to take economics because I just know what economics was or whatever. Within that. So yeah, that's kind of really like what we want to talk about in this episode. So let us know, like, when you learned about money, when you had your first job, if you watched the Penny Proud episode, and let us know, like, what you wanted to be when you grew up, or like what you thought. Did you want to be an entrepreneur? Did your parents tell you about money? Did you learn when you went to college, or did you not go to college?
And if you guys are financial experts or have any tips for us, please let us know in the comments as well, because we're always willing to learn.
And this is if you're on YouTube in the comments, you know, Black Girl Den Podcast. This is on our Instagram, Black Girl Den Podcast. You can tell us on TikTok, Black Girl Den Podcast. You get me? Facebook, we are BGD Podcast, you know. So let us know. Chat with us. You know, this is the whole conversation. You are welcome into our den. Email us some stories if you want at blackgirlden@gmail.com, blackgirlsden@gmail.com. Because we want to be able to read some stories and share it and, like, you know, bring that feel, okay, that nostalgia feel back, like we in the living room chatting up with our friends. So thank y'all so much for watching or listening. Subscribe, share this with your family, your friend, your coworker, your mother, your brother, your sister, your aunt, your best friend, your coworker, and your boss.
Yes.
Hopefully I covered everybody. We forgot the affirmations. So the affirmation for me for y'all today is saying, I visualize financial freedom every day. So visualize it every day. Think about what you want to be, what financial freedom is to you. Wealth, freedom, health, time. Think about what that is and visualize it every day so that it's in your mind so you remember. It's a mental reminder every day. I'm closing my eyes so I could just think and visualize what I want my financial freedom to be. And what is yours?
My affirmation is, knowledge is wealth in the currency of life. So as we all know, reading is fundamental and knowledge is as well. So if you don't have the essential tools, then what are you going to do?
All right. And those are our affirmations. And thank y'all for listening to this episode or watching this episode wherever you listen to your podcast. We love you. We hope to see you next Sunday. Bye.